Today is Thursday, April 21st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, yeah, I'm recording a little bit differently today. I'm recording on my Zoom PodTrack P4. I'm just trying it out, and I already had one little incident. I'm having trouble fading out the music, but I'll figure it out. So what to talk about? Yeah, so what I want to do, I mean, just to go in the weeds a little bit. So what I want to do is, I've got the PodTrack P4. I'm trying to, and I've done this before in the past, but I've been not quite happy with the results. I have another audio interface that I used before that would hook into the iPad, and there, you know, you could record into the iPad, and I don't know, I had some issues there. And so also that one, I don't think I would have been able to record with Daniel. And Daniel and I are going to record when we go to, where are we going? Alaska. And so I wanted to have something that I could record, you know, both of us, plus audio, you know, plus sound effects and bumpers and all that kind of stuff. Well, it turns out, so I've got this Zoom PodTrack P4. And my previous mixer that I still have, but I just don't use, is a Zoom. And so, so I thought, well, you know, why not try it? It has sound pads. It has four sound pads built in. It has four mic inputs. You can hook it into a computer with USB, and you can use it as an audio interface. And you can also, you can plug a phone into it either wired or via Bluetooth. And so you could plug an iPad into it. You could, you know, whatever you want to do. And so I found some issues with the sound pads. And so what I'm doing right now, I'm just trying to learn how to use it, because, you know, when it comes to the show, or when it comes to the first time that I'm going to actually need to use it, is when we're going to be on a cruise. And I wanted to make sure that I knew how to use it. And so so I'm doing a couple of trials, and this is one of them. And what I'm doing now is I actually hooked the Bluetooth up to my phone, and I'm playing the sounds through the phone, because I did find a couple of irritating things about the sound pads. One of them is you can either play the song all the way through, or I haven't found a way to start a sound over or stop a sound. I found a way to pause a sound, but I have not found a way to stop a sound. So if I want to start a sound and then stop it, I can loop it, I can pause it, I can, there were a couple of other options, but I can't get it to just outright stop and start over. And so, that's one thing. And then the other thing was figuring out, you know, I normally, sometimes like at the end, when I play the closing music, I will fade that up after I'm done with the closing. And then I will play a bumper, like this is part of the Pride 48 network. And I don't think you can play more than one sound at a time on the soundboard either. And so that part of it, my chair just made a loud noise. But anyway, that part of it is not what I wanted it to be. But luckily there is I'm going to try it. I'm going to see if I can make it work, because I want to just try out all the options. But basically I'm trying it out right now with the Bluetooth adapter, and I'm going to, and so I'm playing the music and the bumpers on an app that I've used for a long time on my phone. It's not the best app, but it's the best app I found for Android. It's called iJingle Pro, because it has the ability to connect to different cloud sources and pull down your audio. So I always have all my audio, my bumpers and stuff saved in Google Drive or, you know, OneDrive or, you know, many different places. But if I want to pull them in quickly and then load them into the soundboard, that's a good thing. But it also has a lot of granular controls. You can duck, you can fade in and out, you can set a volume that you want to start at, you can play more than one at a time, you can loop them. Like, there are all these features that you can do. And so I've used it for a long time, so I'm just using that. So I've got my phone connected to the Bluetooth. So this will enable me to bring my microphone, the Podtrac P4, which is very small. It's a handheld device. It's a little bit larger than a phone. And I already will have my phone with me. And so basically that could be all that I need. Now I am going to bring an iPad. And so I'm hoping that I can do my editing and my posting from the iPad, but I don't want to bring a laptop. And the reason is my laptop is very heavy. I've got a gaming laptop. And the other thing is it's the power brick, the power cord for the laptop. The power brick is huge and it's so heavy. And when I go on these trips, I end up not using my laptop very much. And so, you know, I want to try to be able to edit, record, and all of this stuff with just the iPad, the phone, and the Podtrac. And I have to have a mic, obviously. And then Daniel's going to bring his own mic. And so all of that fits into a very small space. I can fit all of that into a backpack. It's all light. It's not heavy at all. I'll bring a camera, and that'll be the tech. That'll be all the tech that I bring. And so that's what I'm trying to get to, is just, you know, figuring out what that's going to be. So I'm testing this out. So if it doesn't sound quite the same, it, you know, that is the reason, is because I'm recording on this other device. However, I'm using the same microphone, you know, but it sounds different in my ears because I'm, you know, and I think the headphone amps on this P4 are not great. I've seen on a video that the headphone amps are a little tinny or they don't sound very good. But then when you actually listen to the recording on something else, it's fine. The other thing is the Rodecaster Pro that I normally use has built-in compressor, built-in noise removal, built-in like all of this stuff. And so, you know, and I don't know, maybe some of that is built in, but I'm just learning how to use this Zoom by trial and error. And I haven't seen those particular effects. But anyway, so today I'm doing it with just the Bluetooth, with the audio, the sound effects playing from my phone. And then I'm going to edit normally. So I'm going to edit in Adobe Audition, which is how I normally edit, and see how the files import, see if there's any weirdness, you know, there, see what the volume levels look like all of that kind of stuff. And then my second stage is I want to try it not using the phone. I want to see if I can record an episode with just the Podtrac P4 and my microphone with the sounds loaded in. But I haven't figured out a good way to do that yet. So I'm sure there's got to be a way, but everything is not working the way I want it to work. So I need to do some more experimentation with that and just see, you know, is there anything else I can do to make those work? And I'll always have a phone with me, and phone has Bluetooth. So I guess it's not the end of the world, but I just want every feature to work, you know? And then, you know, I'm going to do that, still editing with Adobe Audition. And then the third thing that I want to do, and this may be multiple iterations, I want to try importing those onto the iPad and then trial, you know, a couple of different editing softwares on the iPad to see if I can, you know, edit on the iPad. And then I need to see if I can post from the iPad as well. I know all of it's possible, but I really want to get down. And this is, hey, some of you have said you love when I get really technical or really geeky. And I don't know how technical this necessarily is, but, you know, so hopefully some of you are finding this entertaining. But I've got to try importing the files to the iPad. And I've got the new iPad Pro now that I bought. And then I want to try editing it in a couple of different apps. I have one called, now I'm going to forget the name, Finite? No, Ferrite. I think it's called Ferrite. And that's recommended when you Google audio editing on the iPad Pro or whatever. And then there's another one, GarageBand is built in, so I thought I would try that. And there may be one or two more that I want to try. So I want to try that. And the thing that I was doing before, I was doing everything on the iPad, and I had an app that had an actual soundboard on it. And then you could play the sound effects from that app, and you recorded into the same app, and then, but it wouldn't do MP3. And so I had to find another app that would convert to MP3, and it was a big process because I had to save to a particular folder, and I had to do all of this stuff. And, you know, so I didn't love that workflow. So anyway, so I'm going to try a few different apps and then see, you know, just see if I can get it working. And then the other thing is I'm trying to get it down to where I can work at the Spit Valve factory from my iPad. So I got a virtual machine and I got that working. And then the last thing is I want to see if I can do coding or programming from the iPad. So I'm trying something called GitHub Code Spaces. So I'm doing all this prep for traveling. All right, well, there you go, a completely technical audio episode. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.